CSR, Chickering Student Radio. Your hosts today are Sean and Tommy.
Today you are going to be learning about Miss Enser, who is a fifth grade educational assistant and an artist. We hope you enjoy our interview with Miss Enser.
We wondered who inspired Mrs. Enser to be an educational assistant, EA. She shared,
Probably a little girl that I was giving private art lessons to. Her name was Dana, and she was really sweet and really fun. So.
Miss Enser has been a fifth grade EA for a long time. We were curious to know how long she stayed.
This is my fifth year.
Obviously, Mrs. Enser became an EA for many reasons, but we were interested to know what the best part of being an EA was, she informed.
Besides you guys, because you guys are the best part, and then the other best part is always learning stuff. I'm always learning something new.
Since Miss Enser has been at Chickering for a while, we were interested to know if she worked anywhere else. She remarked,
in Needham for a little while before I worked here, but before that I lived in New York, so I worked in schools on Long Island in New York.
Were you close to the Statue of Liberty?
Kind of. We were at Long Island. It was about, 40 minutes on the train.
Mrs. Enser told us of the other school she worked at, which had us wondering what grade she taught. She replied,
right before I moved, I was teaching high school art, so it was mostly ninth grade students.
We knew that Miss Enser had been an artist, so we thought this would be an easy question for her, which confused us when she answered.
An obvious question, though.
No, I don't think so. I think it would be technology, because that's where I have the most to learn. And Mr. Hart's such a great teacher.
We're curious to know what she would be if she were not a teacher, she relayed.
I think I've always wanted to be a carpenter.
We wondered how long she had been an artist because she is very talented at painting.
How long have you been an artist?
Many, many years. Probably more than 30 years.
Wow.
Since Mrs. Enser is an artist, we wondered what or who inspired her.
I guess just nature. I always think that everything's very pretty. Especially here in New England, everything's very beautiful, so I like to try to copy it.
Do you display your art in an art gallery?
I do. Not always the same galleries, but I do submit art to galleries. And right now I have one in Medfield. There's a little gallery called the Zulo Gallery, so I have a piece in there.
So we were wondering where she grew up.
I grew up in Manhasset, Long Island, which is in New York.
Mrs. Enser uses many different colors for her paintings, but we wondered what her favorite color is.
My colors, I like a lot of colors. They keep changing. But right now I'd say blue is my favorite color, all different shades of blue, because it's very peaceful.
Many, many people have children, which got us thinking if she had any children of her own.
I have two kids. They're kind of grown up now. They're 22 and almost 21.
Music is a big thing around the world, and we were interested to know what her favorite type of music is, she said.
I like lots and lots of music. Let's see, probably some of the oldies and the classics, like Eric Clapton, and I don't know, I'm not such a music buff, but I like a lot of music.
Mrs. Enser is a great EA and artist, and it is fascinating to learn about her life not only as an EA teacher, but also her art life and her family life.
We can't believe she is capable of doing all that she does. We love her oil paintings of the beach and colors she uses. We hope you enjoyed our chat with Miss Enser.
Thank you.